Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam, look! It's another empty motel room!
You're the tracker, Adam. The guy at the desk said Holiday and the Anders family were staying here.
Well, they're gone now. Didn't even tip the maid. My guess is they left in a hurry.
That's a text from the island. Intel on that Brinley Pasternak girl.
Can't believe the Anders family took her in. What's with these people?
Guess they have a thing for strays.
So, what have you learned?
Brinley's dad came home from the oil rig. He's looking for her. I don't know how willingly she left Alaska.
Maybe she'll turn out to be useful. Any update on where they're headed this time?
Do I have to say it? Alaska to California, to Texas, to Oklahoma, and on south. Seems pretty obvious where they're going.
To us, maybe. But I don't think Holiday realizes. She's headed home.
So wait, they not only serve pizza in this place, but you can play video games too?
And they have these giant robot animals that play instruments and stare at you while you eat. Like they're saying, enjoy your terrible pizza while you can. Not that I'm afraid or anything.
Don't listen to her, Badger. Bird loves this place. Even if the robot rat is a little terrifying.
We want you guys to have fun. We seem to have gotten away from whoever found us in Tulsa. You deserve a night of play.
So we get a break from homeschool for today?
That sounds awesome, Dr. A.
Here, buy yourself some cards, kids. We'll order some food.
Thanks,
Pops. Mr. A.
So what are you going to lose at first, Badger? Skee-ball or air hockey?
I've never played either. At least I don't remember playing them.
Seriously? I'd go easy on you, but I hate losing.
I understand. So, you talked to Cyrus lately?
No, I mean, he slept the whole drive here. Why?
It's just that he seems like he's been quiet lately.
He's pretty focused on the stuff Holiday pulled off Dr. Zaslow's phone.
Yeah, but he seems to be spending a lot of time by himself. Like when we couldn't find him before we left Tulsa.
I'll never understand boys. I mean, he actually likes the fanny pack he got at the rest stop in California. I tried to move it the other day in the van, and he totally snapped at me. At least he started putting it in his backpack instead of around his fanny.
He carries a fanny pack in his backpack?
Sounds even weirder when you put it that way.
Hey, you want to play a joke on him?
I don't know. Let me think. Yes! Maybe we could line his toiletry bag with peanut butter. Or cover his retainer with Dad's shaving cream. Or crazy glue his fanny pack shut. Do we have crazy glue?
We could do all those things. But first, we need to get into Cyrus's stuff.
But I don't like mushrooms or anything that tastes like mushrooms, so make sure to write that down, because I'll seriously vomit pizza all over this table if I swallow one stray mushroom, and you'll be the one who has to deal with it. Trust me, I know a thing or two about waiting tables.
Extra mushrooms, got it.
You'd better be joking, funny guy! My fear of fungi is legit!
So, anyway, Dad, think we'll be staying in Arkansas a while?
Well, it depends what Cyrus finds in Dr. Zaslow's files. Anything worth sharing, son? Leads on J.P. Whittier?
So far, just a bunch of boring lab stuff.
We've got to come up with some sort of plan, James. Moving from city to city is too hard on the kids.
I'd love nothing more than to settle down, Monica, but until we know we've dodged Angelica and her goons, we can't take any chances. They seem to find us wherever we go.
How did they keep tracking us down?
I don't know. I've done a sweep of the van, gone through all the luggage. No tracking devices anywhere. I don't see how they're doing it.
So we just resign ourselves to living a life on the run?
What about that guy? The one whose name you remembered from when Badger pushed you out of the helicopter?
Thornton Rust. Whoever he is. I asked Badger, hoping it would jog his memory. It didn't.
And you don't remember him from Whittier Corp, right, Monica?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Maybe try that psychic thing you did back in Juno. See if you can read his thoughts.
Psychic thing?
What psychic thing?
When the guard caught us in Whittier Tower. Holiday, remember? You pretended to be Casey, and then you rattled off all these facts like you knew her. There's no way you could have known it unless you were reading the guard's mind.
You'd better stay the heck out of my head, lab rat. My thoughts are private.
As if you ever keep anything to yourself.
I have plenty of private thoughts.
Get a grip, Brinley. I'm not sitting around reading people's thoughts. And the last place I want to be is in your head.
Daddy, can I have the keys to the van? I want to get my unicorn sweatshirt.
Here you go, Bird. Hurry back.
Holiday, do you think Cyrus is right? Can you read minds?
I'm not sure, Mom. Maybe we should test it out.
Got the keys. We gotta move fast, though.
Shouldn't take long. Here's Cyrus's backpack, and voila! Ye old fanny pack.
This is gonna be hilarious.
I knew it! I knew I saw a cell phone!
What? But my mom and dad made us get rid of our phones when we left Alaska. How does Cyrus have a phone?
It's one of those cheap ones you can buy at a gas station. Looks like he keeps calling the same number.
Who is he calling?
I don't know. There's no name. I'll try calling it.
Put it on speaker and mute it.
Okay.
Why, Cyrus? I didn't expect to hear from you again so soon. Have you made
That's
progress?
That's Cruella. I mean, Angelica Graves.
From Whittier Corp?
Are you there?
No. Hang up. Why is Cyrus calling the bad guys?
Hey, I'm Ryan Shanahan, and I play Badger in 6 minutes. For more great adventures, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shoutout for a chance to be heard on this show.